The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, I hope everyone had a lovely morning. So, the title of this talk is your cup too full or too empty? So in Buddhism, there's a central teaching about emptiness. Emptiness of preconceptions, of our conditioned reactions, of ego, of stress, in order to be open to new ideas and experiences and opportunities, and to have the space to be with challenges. So rather than being closed, we try to become more open-minded and open-hearted, at ease rather than contracted. But life is stressful. And we can start to feel that our cup is too full. So there's a Buddhist story. This is told by Rick Hansen, who's a Buddhist teacher and a psychologist. Once upon a time, a scholar came to visit a saint. After the scholar had been orating and propounding for a while, the saint proposed some tea. She slowly filled the scholar's cup. Gradually, the tea rose to the very brim and began spilling over onto the table. Yet she kept pouring and pouring. The scholar burst out, "Stop! You can't add anything to something that's already full." And the saint set down the teapot and replied, "Exactly." So when we have too much in our cup, what is needed is too empty the cup to make space, so an empty vessel is available to receive. On the other hand, we may feel really depleted and our cup is empty, right? There's nothing more to give. We've given too much and now we feel empty. So whether we feel like our cup is too full or too empty, we're out of balance. And there's too much of some things and not enough of other things, which can lead to unease and dis-ease. So there's something called functional medicine, which is all about restoring balance. And in functional medicine, there are two questions to ask. One is, what do you need to reduce or eliminate to come back into balance? Or what to reduce or eliminate, asking what is causing the imbalance? And then two, what do you need to put into the system to regain balance? So what's causing imbalance and what do you need to let go of? And what do you need to bring in? So this sounds a lot like mindfulness. It's about coming back into balance, right? It's not a steady state. I mean, as we learn, when we are meditating, our minds go wandering off, and we bring them back, and it's the coming back to the breath. It's coming back to center is where we learn the practice. It's a how of being that brings the mind back when it's wandered off into agitation, of grounding and centering the body in something supportive in this present moment. So I'm going to do a little guided meditation with you and just see what arises. And you can be a little playful with this too, but hopefully it might just bring more into awareness about what might not be in balance. So if you want to close your eyes or just have a soft downward gaze, I want you to imagine you are a teacup. If you were a teacup, what kind of cup would you be? Are you a sturdy mug or a porcelain teacup? Do you have cracks and chips? Maybe your handle broke off. Just feel into that in your body. What kind of a cup are you? And what's in your cup? Is your cup full? Is it too full, overflowing? Too much going on? Or maybe it feels empty. Or somewhere in between. And just noticing what's inside. Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it bitter or sweet? Is it toxic or is it nourishing? Is there something that you'd like to pour out? Something that is not healthful? Just imagine pouring out what is not healthy, making room for something else. Do you want to pour something in that's nourishing? What would that be? It might be kindness or gratitude, peace, health, joy. What is out of balance? That you'd like to take in? And imagine there's a teapot next to you and you can fill it with the ingredients that will nourish you. And you can pour it into your cup. And feeling the nourishment as you take it in. And as you take in something nourishing, just noticing what's happening to your cup. Maybe rather than overflowing, it might be expanding. Or your cup might be overflowing with nurturing, healthful things, kindness, compassion, appreciation, which can then help to fill the cups of those around you. Just letting yourself take in the good, letting it fill your cup however feels just right. And then opening your eyes. And just, if anybody wants to share anything that might have, what did you notice? Was there something that felt, something in there I think I want to pour out, or something I want actually to take in?
I realized I had a lot more cups than I thought. And they're all, different aspects. And, and each one had, like, varying levels of different things. But just kind of managing them and paying attention to all the different parts. And, adding a lot of kindness and compassion to some and letting go a lot in some other ones. So, yeah, thank you.
So nice, just realizing, there's lots of different parts of us. We're not just one thing. Yeah, just being aware of that. That's lovely, thank you. Anybody else have anything you want to share?
I think when you talk about the cup changing, I think the first cup I had was sort of a fragile teacup, and then at some point it turned into more of an earthy, strong bowl with more room to take in the good things that I needed. So that was a very helpful image.
So as you took in nourishment, did you find that it was changing the cup?
Well, it was, I'm not sure which came first, but the cup changing allowed more nourishment to come in. And the cup went from something very fragile and kind of iffy to something that was more solid, kind of earthy and grounded.
Yeah, I can envision that, that teacup becoming the...
Became like, not a mug, but kind of a bowl almost. So it was bigger and stronger. And then that could overflow to other people. There was enough of a changing from a fragility to a groundedness that allowed things to move on.
Lovely. So thank you. So this practice, although we kind of mindfulness, is really a lot about bodyfulness and feeling into the body and feeling that sense of the practice, being able to ground us, to be able to hold whatever arises. And mindfulness is a way to help us to empty our minds of contracted states and our bodies of contraction and unease, and open to what's nourishing and supportive. And it's also a way to fill our cups when we feel depleted, and to even be able to strengthen or expand the container so that whatever comes, the stresses, the disappointments, the sadness, the hurts, there is more space to hold them, and the container feels more solid, more able to hold whatever life brings us. So I wanted to share with you for the last few minutes some readings from Rick Hansen's. He sends out these online offerings called Just One Thing, and this is called Empty the Cup. Whether it's the blankness of a canvas to an artist, the silence between the notes in music, bare dirt for a new garden, the not knowing openness of a scientist exploring new hypotheses, an unused shelf in a closet or cupboard, or some open time in your schedule, you need space to act effectively. Yet most of us tend to stuff as much as possible into whatever room is available, room in closets, schedules, budgets, relationships, and even the mind itself. Be more mindful of the element of space. Consciously appreciate the beneficial somethings that are the gifts of various nothings. Put some space between finishing one thing and starting another. For example, after sending one email, take a breath before replying to another one. When the dishes are done, pause for a break. In a conversation, let the ending of one topic Reverberate a moment before launching into another. Take real time for lunch. Enjoy emptiness in the forms that speak to you. Perhaps the quiet at night when everyone's asleep but you. A blank page in your journal. A friend's receptive listening. An open counter as you begin to cook. A hole in your schedule. The space between thoughts as your mind calms and becomes still. Or a Saturday with no plans at all. Or a cup waiting patiently for tea. So just allowing for ourselves to be these containers and noticing when are we too full and when might we be empty, and just making space in this being for something else to come in, something that's nourishing. And so what I'd like to do is to dedicate the merit of this practice to, especially to people who are in areas right now who might be flooded, who have taken in too much, and those who are victims of violence around the world and violence and war. And may our practice help to cultivate inner and outer peace, kindness and compassion, so that it may overflow into the cups of those whose cups may be empty. And so I want to just dedicate any dana for today. I will go to help those farm workers in Pajaro near Watsonville. I've recently learned that there was a break of a levee that flooded the farmlands there and their homes, and are in real need of help. So if anybody would like to donate today, I'll be offering that to them. So thank you very much for being here and for practicing together. We're going to have 15 minutes of practice now of mindfulness.